This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 50 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and as my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And yes, that is correct. You heard me correct. We made it all the way to episode 50. Yeah. It seems like we just started this, I don't know, last Tuesday. But look at this. We're already at episode 50. And this is where we're going to be starting our Jason Statham month of movies. So we're going to be covering four Jason Statham movies as voted on by you guys, the listeners. I put a poll on my Instagram, put a bunch of Jason Statham movies. You guys voted on these. And the first up is Crank from 2006. So, Alex, had you ever seen this movie?
Nope.
This is a first time watch for you.
Yep.
Ooh,
I owned this, but I never seen it because my wife is a big fan of his. So she watched most of his stuff. I watched certain things of his, like Transporter. Yeah. I seen the first one, never two and three. But in terms of Crank, I never seen the Crank movie.
Okay, well, most wives are big fans of Jason Statham, but I am as well. Every wife is. I love Jason Statham. I'm a big fan of his. So I'm looking forward to watching these movies, especially the ones you haven't seen. This was, of course, 2006, so I have not seen it in a while, but I'm looking forward to talking about it. Now, before we talk about it, we got a couple things. First, of course, if you're watching us on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and hit that like button. And down below, give us your review and your scores for the movie Crank. We're going to give you our criteria. Just use the same ones and let us know what you think about the movie. Of course, if you're listening on the go on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please make sure you subscribe, follow us, get those downloads every week, and give us a little review and let us know how we're doing and what you think of the show. All right, with that out of the way, let me give you the criteria. Then we're going to go to the box office, and then we're going to go to Rotten Tomatoes, and then we're going to give you our take. So, of course, our criteria is the same every week. Lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall movie, and then total points out of a 25. Okay, now for box office. This is where I guess, and you know what? I remember Crank being pretty low budget, but being successful on the low budget. But I don't think it made a ton of money. So I'm going to say Crank made $30 million, but I think the budget, like I said, was pretty low. So I'm going to say $30 million.
All right, so the budget?
No, the box U.S. box office, $30 million.
Gotcha. All right, here we go. Cranked 2006 box office numbers are domestic $27,838,408.
Okay.
International $15,092,633. For a worldwide total of $42,931,041 on a budget of $12 million.
Okay, so it made back a little more than three times its budget. So yeah, it was successful, lower budget. I was close. I said 30, 27 million. Okay, now as far as the Rotten Tomato scores and how this did critically and with audience, Alex, you've never seen this movie, so you had nothing to go off of here, really.
Nope.
How do you think this did critically and then with audiences?
You know what? I think from the numbers, for at that time, so I would give it I'll give it like a 55.
Okay.
Critics and the audience, I would give it like a 68.
Oh, okay, 55. So you're not that far off on either one, fairly close. Critically, this has a 61%.
Oh, wow.
Tomatoes. So it is fresh, just over the fresh limit. And with audiences a little higher, 71%.
Mm.
So I guess, you know what? I'm not surprised that the audience score is a little higher. Obviously, this got voted on by people, so
yeah,
it must have some following. Either way, all of these numbers mean absolutely nothing when you're listening to the Action Movie Guys, okay? Because we're the opinions you came to hear. So we're going to give you our scores now. I'm going to go to you first. Lead character, Chev Chelios, as played by one Mr. Jason Statham. Alex, take it away.
All right, so in terms of Jason Statham's character, it's pretty much every character he plays in every movie. I mean, there's nothing new in this character that he does in any other movie, whether he's in Expendables and not Pretty much every Parker. I mean, we can name every Transporter. It's Jason Statham across the board. But I liked him. He was pretty cool. He was like, he had to get his adrenaline going, I believe. That's the whole point of the movie. He got hit with like a Japanese or Korean virus.
Chinese
yeah. virus. And mm-hmm. and he has to keep his heart pumping and adrenaline kicking in. So he has to do all this wacky stuff. I gave him a 4. It was actually, it was pretty cool. I liked him in the movie. Not a perfect, but it was great. Him in the okay. movie.
All right, I slightly disagree. Now, I am a big Jason Statham fan.
Okay.
And I like Jason Statham in this movie, but I'm scoring the character, and this character is kind of a prick. So he is, he's not a good guy. You're not following a good guy in this movie.
Right.
You are following a bad guy.
A hitman.
He's
yeah.
like a hitman. But he's not just a hit. You know, you could follow a hitman and still, like, you know, he's not like a likable hitman. You know what I mean? Like, he's pretty much a jerk. He seems like he's not a very good dude. He, you know, the only time he's moderately not horrible is when he's with his girlfriend, played by Amy Smart. But even then, he's kind of still a little bit. I won't say he rapes her, but he comes pretty close when they're in that, you know, out in Chinatown or whatever. It's questionable. So he does a lot of things. He does a lot of things that are not good. However, Jason Statham's fun to watch. So I give him a 3. I put it right in the middle. Because he's not really a hero in any sort of way. He's pretty much a bad dude. And I rooted for him, but sometimes I was like, maybe it might be okay if he died. You know what I'm saying? But either way, I gave him a 3. Okay, villain. So I don't remember his name. He's like a Mexican guy.
Yeah, Carlos. I think it was like Carlos or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, something like that. He's all right. He's okay. You know, when it comes down to it, he's good. I like him in that opening scene in the little video. You know, when he's talking to him and he's watching the video and he has the talk, you know what I mean, of like a gangster type bad guy. At the end of the day, he's not super tough. You know what I mean? He pretty much tries to escape when given the chance. But I kind of liked him. I thought he was kind of funny at times. You know, when he's scared, it kind of made me laugh. He has the swag of a good villain. I gave him a 3 as well. I think he's just kind of regular, down the middle, decent villain.
Yeah, in terms of the villain, I was not into the villain. He was not even in the movie as much, to be honest with you. And then when he does show up, they do show him here and there, but he wasn't like a yeah. crazy villain. He was just one of those tough dudes and whatnot. But mm-hmm. I agree with you. I gave him a 3. I was not into the villain in this movie.
It's not a villain. Yeah, it's not a villain movie either. Like, no. Even though he set it off in motion, he's not really like a major player. So you're right. Okay, but action scene.
All right, so with action, it's not much action in this movie. I know they have the car chase scene, but again, that's not action. Like him driving, the shootout at the end. Okay. The alleyway wasn't much of a big thing. And then even when he's in the warehouse scene, when they were shooting and they shot him in the thigh, or was it his yeah. butt? One of those things. But it wasn't like a jam-packed action, like, galore. I gave it a 3 for action, for good.
Okay, fair enough. So here's where I'll differentiate a little bit. Mm-hmm. I give the action a 4. Now, I agree with you with what you said as far as the traditional action scenes. They're just okay, okay? But here's why I give this movie a 4. Pretty much from the start of the movie, this thing, like, the way it's filmed, it doesn't stop, like, moving. He is constantly moving. I feel like the direction itself is, like, action, pretty much. You know what I mean? He's constantly running. He drives the car through the mall. You know, they have the cop chasing him through the mall and everything. The way it's filmed and edited, like, it's just constantly, it almost never stops. So I think as an action film, it has that energy to it that is constantly going. And I think that factors into it being, you know, like the action for me. So I give the action a 4, but I do agree with you. Like the traditional action scenes, fights, shootouts, things like that, they're just okay. But as a whole, I feel like this is just one big action piece, essentially.
Yeah.
All right. So storyline. All right. Now storyline. So on paper, this is a great premise. I actually really, really like the storyline as a premise. A hitman doesn't do a job he's supposed to do. they put a virus, like a virus in him that is, it's basically going to slow down his heart to the point where he dies. He needs to keep his heart pumping with adrenaline. He needs to constantly do stuff or else he will die. And he's trying to get revenge on this guy. And it all takes place in one day. I love the storyline in this movie. I think it's great for an action movie. It really works. It's tight. You know, the movie's not very long. It's like 90 minutes. It's constantly moving. I give the story of the movie a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, in terms of storyline, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think the concept of the movie is pretty good, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I like the concept. Other than that, yeah. The movie was just... we'll talk about it in overall.
We're going to get to overall, yeah. Exactly.
But so, I gave it a 4. I thought the storyline was entertaining. I thought it was a pretty cool idea, to be honest.
Okay, so with that being said, you go first, overall.
Overall... I gave it a 3. I was not. It's weird because like this movie, I wasn't engaged as much. Like I was just like, okay, great. Like I wasn't intrigued as much. I don't know if it was because of the whole his heart stops if he stops. I guess High Voltage is the sequel. I guess that one will have more crazier stunts, but
that one's insane.
Yeah, like that one, I guess has more crazier stunts, but like you know him banging his girlfriend in front of everybody. To get his adrenaline going, I was just like, eh. Like, it didn't do nothing for me. I wish it would have more action scenes, like, more adrenaline style in the first movie, but we didn't get that. Like, we didn't get the traditional him fighting hand-to-hand as much. And I guess that's what I was missing in the movie. But, I mean, with that said, I gave it a 3.
Okay, so I'm actually on the same page with you here. I also gave this movie a 3. So while I think the action and the story, like I think it's a great premise.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even the way they open it, like with the little video game, like it's essentially a video. This is a video game premise. Imagine you're playing a video game. You're a main character. You get a shot. You got to get revenge on the guy who did it. And you meet all these characters along the way. This is a video game. You know what I mean? It's the execution where it falters for me. So these directors, Neville Dean and Taylor, it's like a director team pretty much. They just do, they're doing too much at a lot of points in this movie. Like, they're just doing too much. Their editing is like, for everything they do that's cool. For example, I know they did a lot of the directing. Literally, they would hang on cars and stuff on rollerblades and film. It's cool. You know what I mean? But it almost felt like they thought they were being really cool. And so then it comes across as not that cool sometimes, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like, if you tell people you're cool, you're probably not that cool. And a lot of this movie feels like they're telling people, look how cool we are. Look how cool this is. It's just too much. I think if they would have used it sparingly and then, you know, went with some more traditional kind of things throughout, it would have been a better movie overall, in my opinion. As is, I think it's okay. And I give it a 3.
You know, I kind of agree with you on that, is the fact that, like, I was a little off because when you watch a movie, it's like a certain style of cinematic. Right. You got certain things, like even when we talked about our favorite directors, they have their key styles. But, you know, it's an action movie with certain ones that we picked. But even, you know, their styles will come in somewhere around there, but it's still a cinematic look. I understand what they were trying to go with this, but there was a lot of washing colors out. Then it was oversaturated to the point that I didn't know what the hell, like he was running when he was like super amped and it was like super, like it was like very oversaturated.
Yeah.
Yellow colors.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I understand where you're going with this, but you only did it like for 2 seconds. And then whenever he does another thing, it's never again. Like it's just like a weird, and you're right. It was like all over the place, like the coloring and he's drinking.
Yeah, it was like, let's see how many things we can do. You know what I mean? You remember the part where they're like in split screen, him and Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
And then like he walks over to him and then all of a sudden they're in the same screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're doing too many techniques in one movie.
I agree with you.
Spread them out.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And I think that was the hardest thing for me to watch with this movie. Because I really didn't know. I couldn't engage with the movie because I was like, all right, wait, what style are we going with this? If it's going to be like hardcore Henry style, then shoot it that way. You got scenes that he's running and the camera's on his face and then all of a sudden the camera's running with him on the side when he's running butt naked with the robes. And I really didn't know. I totally agree with you on your point. That's like, could have been a reason why I scored it a 3 also.
I would imagine so. And that's why I was looking forward to you seeing this, because I was like, I feel this way. I know a lot of people like this movie, and I don't dislike it. You know, I think here. It's entertaining. It's just that it's too much, and it's style over substance, but it's also like 70 different styles. It's not one style. So it becomes overkill and overload, and they just went to, they tried to be too edgy for their own good, I think, at times.
And then you have also scenes that, like, to me never made sense. And I understand if it's a video game or whatever, but you have scenes of, like, stop the car here. And then he goes in and then he jacks up a store. And then he's like, grabs all the energy drinks and all the powders and all this crap. Then he gets back in the car. Then it's like, oh, let's go into the mall. And then he goes into the, he's doing some other wacky stuff. And it's like, wait a minute, if the cops are chasing you, this dude would have been a straight wanted. Like, oh, I mean, every police force is after this guy. But it was just like a weird, to me, it felt weird. It was just like a weird situation. Yeah.
So. I agree. And with the ending of this, you know, the very end, like, it's like, how do you even make a part two? This man fell a million feet out of a helicopter onto a cop car, onto the concrete. And there's a crank too. It doesn't make sense.
And then he survived.
Yeah, he survived. That's what I mean. They made a part two. Part two is worse. I'm glad nobody voted for part two. We're not watching it, but I wouldn't suggest it to you, to be honest. Like,
I wasn't even planning on watching it, to be honest with you.
It's beyond this one. It's insane. It's literally insane. So these guys did direct a couple of other movies. They did Crank 2, obviously. They did Gamer, which I kind of like Gamer.
That's with Gerard Butler.
Yeah. But it suffers from some of the same stuff. Like, sometimes just too much going on. Yeah. So, it is their thing, I guess. Anyway, that is Crank. Now, total points. I have a 17 out of 25.
I gave it a 21 for all the, I mean, a 21 out of a 25. Like I said, I gave it a 4 for lead character, 3 across the board on main villain and action scenes, a 4 for the storyline, and then a 3 on overall.
There you go. Nice. All right, so that is our scores. I feel like that's not 21.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. That's a 17. Sorry, 17.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
On the same. We're tied.
Yeah, we're tied. I was like, wait a minute. I'm only calculating. Wait, that's way wrong. That was the other movie. I'm so sorry. Yeah, 17 out of a 25.
So we're both on the same page here. Yeah. 17 out of 25. So, Crank, it's. I don't regret owning it or anything. Like, I might. It's a kind of movie where if someone's never seen it, or like if you're doing a Jason Statham marathon, you can put it in. It's fine. It's night. Like I said, it's 90 minutes. It's, you know, there's some parts that are kind of funny, but it's a little too crazy for my liking. So anyway, that is Crank. Of course, next week. Oh, you're going to say something?
I was going to say this is the first time in a long time that we matched across. I mean, it's not matched. It's 17 out of 17. We got the same numbers, but we just flip flop the lead character. That's it. Yeah. Like, it's
action and lead character. If you switch those numbers, we have the same exact scores.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's crazy.
So, it's you know what, we're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
Next week we will of course be the two shows for next week: Lethal Weapon 4, a first time watch for me, and then Homefront is the Jason Statham movie that we're going to be watching. Have you ever seen this one?
Nope. I'm looking forward to this one because Stallone, my favorite actor and director, he wrote that movie, so I'm dying to see this one. And
it's on Netflix.
And the crazy thing is, I don't know if you knew this, Nate. This was Rambo's storyline.
Okay.
He used the storyline for Rambo.
I think you might have told me this
before. Yeah, he did the Rambo. This was supposed to be Rambo's storyline, and he did it on his own movie. So I want to see what it looked like. And a lot of people said it was good. So
I remember liking it. So this one is on it's on Netflix. It's on streaming services. I think it's also like on Amazon. So we're going to be watching Homefront. For everybody who's never seen it, guess what? You could stream it. That way next week you could watch along with us or review it with us. And then we'll keep going from there. I know we got Expendables in there as one of the movies. And I don't remember the other one right now, but we'll find out anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that said, you want to follow us on our social media accounts. Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out him and his podcast with his friends at Nateflix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Anything Levels of Geeks, follow us on all social media platforms except for TikTok and Facebook. And of course, no one cares. And other than that, you can check out our website, www.levelsofgeeks.com, where we have all our content there, nicely organized, merch there, so you guys can support the channel. And other than that, guys, that is your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other.
And geek out.